Certainly acknowledge the need of the Lord tonight. I believe that one of the strongest desires within the spirit of a human is the desire to be free. I've been to prison in Honduras, and the prison there is not like prisons up here. Up here, they're comfortable, air-conditioned, exercise rooms, have to meet government standards, but down there, they pack them full. The bunk beds will be 5 high, no air conditioning, maybe the daily rations are stew, and the men in there are miserable. And when I go there to the prison on the mainland, when I first see the men that are behind the bars, that are behind the wall, they tend to gather around right at that entrance point. And the look in their eyes, there's something about it that grips me, especially when I'm leaving. Yeah. And there they are, and they're looking. And there's something in their eyes that I know those men long to be free. You get in there and they start begging you for things. Do you have a little soap? I need soap here. My family hasn't been sending me food. A longing to be free. Animals have a similar longing. Have you ever been to a zoo or someplace where an animal is caged up? And the animal is just pacing back and forth. Back and forth. And maybe the animal is not pacing, but it's lying there, and you try to get the animal's attention. You want to look into the eyes of a lion, and it just kind of ignores you. Might glance your way. But there's a vacant look, a stare going off somewhere in the distance, and you're thinking, that animal really wants to be free. It can't run full speed in this little cage. I've seen cheetahs in captivity. Those animals can run fast. But how can they enjoy life cooped up in some little cage? The longing to be free is a very strong desire. During World War II, Germans kept prisoners of war in a campsite that had been specially selected to prevent escape by tunneling. The barracks of the housing for the prisoners was built about 2 feet off the ground. That way the guards could watch to check for any signs of tunneling. And the camp was constructed on a specifically selected site where the subsoil was very sandy. That way, if they began tunneling, hopefully the tunnel would collapse. And on top of that, they had seismograph microphones planted around the perimeter to listen for sounds of digging. But there's something in the heart of man, in the spirit of man, that wants to be free. Some of the prisoners formed an escape committee to plan escape. And let me tell you, they put some detail into their plans. I was amazed. They figured out how to get civilian clothing. They had a criteria set forth defining who would be eligible to be a part of the escape party. They had plans of how to do the construction and how to forge documents. And if this person could speak the language or this person could not, if they were more likely to get caught, oh, they planned all this thing out. Well, they had a massive aggressive plan that they had created. Bushell, head of the committee, proposed a daring plan. 3 tunnels would be constructed simultaneously in hopes that one would succeed. The tunnels would be about 30 feet deep. More than 600 prisoners worked on the project, and finally the time for escape came. Of the 76 that did escape, 73 were captured. And for those that were recaptured, 50 were executed to make them examples to the rest of the prisoners. Now, those men undertook that project knowing full well they might be caught. and that they could lose their lives. But really, what did they have to risk? They were likely to die anyway. This longing to be free was so great that they decided to risk everything and undertake this project. In Job chapter 39 and verse 5, Job 39 and 5, the Lord spoke to Job. Who hath sent out the wild ass free? Or who hath loosed the bands of the wild ass? Whose house I have made in the wilderness and the barren land his dwellings. Who set the wild donkey free? The Lord is the one who did that. The Lord gave those wild animals free range. If you were a donkey, would you rather be in a yoke subjected to a master? Or would you want your liberty to wake up each day and run wherever you wanted, eat whatever you wanted to eat, and be free? The donkey, verse 7, he scorneth the multitude of the city, neither regardeth he the crying of the driver. Can you imagine this animal going up to the hill and looking down on one of those ancient cities? A city that has its stench with animal manure, with sweaty bodies, with all the hustle and bustle and dust. And he looks down there and he sees his fellow creatures yoked up, pulling burdens for cruel drivers. And can you imagine his thoughts if he can think this way? Thank God I'm free. Yes. The song says, take the world, for Christ is mine. Yes. People get in bondage, and they have a hard taskmaster. He scorneth the multitude of the city, neither regardeth he the crying of the driver that has the whip in the hand. This donkey's free. He doesn't have to obey the commands. He doesn't have to be held up in a stall at night, some filthy stall, tied to a post, ordered to pull the heavy load. He doesn't even have to regard that. He's free. He scorneth the multitude of the city, neither regardeth he the crying of the driver. The range of the mountains is his pasture, and he searcheth after every green thing. Can you imagine? Which would you prefer to eat? All the delicious herbs that are available out there. Whatever you can smell out, this sure smells good to me. I think I'm going to try this. Like an all-you-can-eat herb and bush buffet. Or whatever the cruel master happens to throw in the dirty stall. Which would you choose? Did you know there's a strong longing in people's hearts to be free? People have been caged up. People have been subjected to what their cruel master is feeding them. And whatever his command is what they have to do. Pulling the burden in the heat of the day. This time of the year, we tend to think about the birth of our nation. Well, the 1770s was a turbulent time. Did you know that not everybody was united in the cause? There were people that were content with King George. They were loyal subjects. They didn't like those rebels. But then there were other people that were tired of the yoke. There were people that felt like, I don't like people over in some faraway land telling me what to do. Having to send my tax money way over there. And those folks don't know what it's like to be in this country. Why, most of them have never been here. I want to be free. In 1775, Patrick Henry stood before the Virginia Provincial Convention. And he urged that the Virginia militia be armed to fight against England. That was pretty inflammatory. That was something different. This man's a firebrand. And he said these famous words at that time, "Give me liberty or give me death. Yes. One of the deepest longings of the human heart is to be free. And this man felt it so strongly, he wasn't undecided. He said, I want that or let me die. And I want to ask you tonight, how badly do you want to be free? What do you think about your taskmaster tonight? Are you tired of the whip on the back? There is a deep longing in an eternal soul. I want to be free.
Yes,
I'm so tired of my bondage. Well, there may have been fellow colonists that liked what Patrick Henry had to say. Give me liberty. That sounds good, doesn't it? Give me liberty from taxation, from tyranny, from this foreign military being on my soil and forcing their way into our homes. Give me liberty from that. I like that, Patrick Henry. But he didn't end there. He said, give me liberty or give me death. Give me liberty, but not if it costs me my plantation. Give me liberty, but not if I have to send my son to war. Give me liberty, but not if it costs me my life. What price are you willing to pay for the liberty of your soul tonight?
Amen.
John chapter 12 and verse 23. John 12 and 23, Jesus answered them, saying, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. I want to be free. I'm tired of bondage. All right? Fall into the ground and die.
Yes.
There's a price to be paid for liberty.
Yes, there is.
Whoever is willing to do that will bring forth much fruit in their life. But if we love our life in this world, we love what this world has to offer. We love its pleasures. We're unwilling to break free of our master, the devil. Then we're going to lose our lives and our eternal souls. Give me liberty, but not if it costs me giving up the world. Not if it costs me giving up my girlfriend. Give me liberty, but not if it costs me my financial goals. What price are you willing to pay for your freedom tonight?
Yes.
Give me liberty, but not if it costs me my life. Well, liberty comes at a price.
Yes.
Thomas Paine had this to say, these are times that try men's souls. I think we're living in those times today, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Men's souls are tried. Maybe you want to live for the Lord, but the world is pulling strong. Iniquity's abounding. The love of many is waxing cold. You see people falling away, people failing the Lord. It's a time that tries men's souls. And it's going to see what you're made of.
Amen.
These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of their country. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. The summer soldier, the one who says, oh, I'll fight for the country as long as the weather's nice. But you let a little sleet start falling. You let some comrades fall around me, and I'm headed back for the house. I want to ask, how badly do you want liberty tonight? How badly do you want to be free in your soul tonight? Matthew chapter 11 and verse 12. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. You're going to have to want your liberty. And you're going to have to be willing to get violent about it.
Yes.
Now, the kingdom of heaven's violence is not jihad. It's not holy war. It is not the crusades of medieval so-called Christians going to take back the Holy Land from the Muslims. The kingdom of heaven suffering violence is not people joining the military to fight Islamic extremists in Afghanistan. Saints of God are conscientious objectors. That's not the violence it's talking about. It's talking about a violence that will set us free in our souls. Paul exhorted Timothy, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. We have to be willing to get violent with our own flesh. To say, no, you are not going to do that. To say what the sister just said a little while ago, whatever it takes, I'm going to do it.
Yes.
Lord, if it kills me, I'm going to make it to heaven. The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. Are you willing to be violent tonight? If you want to be free, you're going to have to be willing to show some violence. Genesis chapter 32. Genesis chapter 32 and verse 24. Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. Jacob's name meant supplanter, deceiver. Jacob knew that's the kind of man that he was. And the day had finally come that he was going to have to go and face the one that he had deceived. He needed a blessing. He needed some help from God. Did you know we can get in places in life where we recognize, Lord, I need help. I've got to change. And the cry of our soul should be, Lord, set me free. So he was wrestling with an angel, and the angel said, let me go, for the day breaketh. No, until I have my blessing, I will not. If I have to wrestle all night long, if my thigh is out of joint, whatever it takes, I'm going to get this blessing that I need. Oh, Lord, set me free. Give me deliverance from the areas in my life where I've been struggling. I've had troubles. Lord, set me free. I need a blessing, and I'm going to hold on until I get it. I'm going to get violent about it if I have to, Lord. Well, the angel asked him, what is thy name? And Jacob confessed, I'm Jacob. I'm the deceiver.
Yes.
And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. Israel means a prince of God. Oh, what a beautiful name change.
Yes, it was.
The Lord can set us free.
Yes,
he can change who we are and make us into a new man. Let's turn to Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10, verse 46. And they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried out the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called, and they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. Verse 52, and Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Lord, I need help.
Yes.
Be quiet. Be quiet. You're disturbing. Lord, I need help.
Yes.
I need help. Help me, Lord.
Yes.
How bad do you want liberty? Are you willing to press past your pride? Press past what people might think about you and say, Lord, I need help. Give me liberty, Lord. I'm willing to die for my liberty. There was a time years ago in my life that I was going through some problems. And I felt anguish in my heart. And in thinking about those things, I considered, how do I get out of this problem? And death is one of the things that occurred to me. Now, I know better than suicide. It's a one-way ticket to hell. I didn't consider that, but it did cross my mind. I love motorcycles. I thought about if I got on a very fast motorcycle and just took my chances. I was driving along one day thinking these types of thoughts, feeling sorry for myself. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, I want you to die in a different way. What glory would it have been to the Lord for me to have killed myself? He saw there was something in me that needed some changing. Lord, give me liberty. Set me free, Lord. I want to be released no matter what it takes, God. I'm desperate to get to heaven. Well, Peter was willing to die. Let's turn to John chapter 13. John 13 and 36, Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, whither goest thou? Jesus answered him, Whither I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards. Peter said unto him, Lord, why can I not follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake. Jesus answered him, Wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice. Lord, I'll follow you anywhere. I'll lay down my life for you. Oh, really, Peter? Peter was willing, wasn't he? He thought he was. Well, later, Peter had that opportunity. Let's turn to John, fast forward in time, to John chapter 21. John 21, Jesus appeared to Peter after the resurrection. John 21 and 18, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself, and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. Lord, I'll die with you. Why can't I go where you're going, Peter? You'll have the opportunity. Verse 19, This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. Did you know that our death can glorify God? Peter glorified God in his physical death. But we can also glorify God by being willing to die to be set free in our souls. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 29. If thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out. and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that if one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. And if thy right hand offend thee, cut it off and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. Whatever it takes, Lord. If I have to cut this area of my life off, Lord, I am willing. I want to be free. I don't want anything to bring me into bondage. I'm willing, Lord. The thing that was dear to my heart, if you lay your hand on that, Lord, I'm willing. I'll let it go because I want to be free. I've liked to hunt in the past, but one area of hunting that I don't like is trapping. I view it as cruel. An animal gets its leg in a steel trap, can't get loose, and it is there struggling to get loose, and maybe it dies in that condition. Maybe it doesn't, maybe it's suffering. But some animals are so desperate to be free that they will literally chew their legs off, the leg that's trapped. I want to be free. I want to ask, what price are you willing to pay for your spiritual freedom tonight? There was a hiker or climber or someone that was off by himself. And as he was climbing on some rocks, his hand got trapped. No one knew where he was. He didn't have any way to communicate. He was out there dehydrating, and it dawned on him, I'm going to die out here. That man wanted to be free so badly, he literally cut that hand off so that he could live. What price are you willing to pay tonight for your freedom? Lord, set me free. People get themselves in trouble in this life. They get in bondage to things. Let's turn to John chapter 8. John 8 and 31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and never were in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is a servant of sin. Clark's commentary says that really this means slave of sin. Slave of sin. Sin is a cruel master. Like a master with a whip. Slave, unstop that toilet. Yes, master. Slave, get down and mop the sewer up. Yes, master. Slave, hate your neighbor. Yes, master. Slave, lie on your income taxes. But master. Yes, master. Slave, lust after this immodesty. I'm ashamed. Yes, master. The slavery of sin is cruel.
Yes, it is.
Slave, go out and get drunk again. Yes, master. And then when he sees his wife with her black and blue face, swollen eyes the next morning, oh, honey, I'm so sorry. I won't do it again. Will you forgive me? Slave, go get drunk again, and they go get drunk again. It's cruel.
Yes, it is.
It's a hard burden to be under.
Yes.
Lord, I'm tired of this. Set me free.
Yes.
I don't want to hurt the people that I loved. I don't want to lose my eternal soul. I'm so tired. And the master comes and says, do it again. And they do it again. But master, I'm so ashamed. My health is breaking down. Do it again. And they do it again. Oh, the cruelty of sin.
Yes, indeed.
I have served thee long and faithful. Confessed you were my Lord. All your way was dark and painful. And what is my reward? The wages of sin is death.
Yes.
The wages of sin is death.
Yes, it is.
The wages of sin is death and woe and bitter remorse. I found it so. Bitter, bitter, bitter remorse and woe. How badly do you want to be free tonight? Verse 35, and the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth forever. Clark says, a slave has no right to any part of the inheritance in the family to which he belongs. Master, I've been working here all my life. I worked hard for you. I've been ill-treated. And now you're telling me I don't get a part of the inheritance? That's right. You're the slave. I've come all the way down to the end of life, and now I realize nothing but leaves I've gathered, nothing but worthless leaves. The summer is over, the harvest is past, and we're not saved. And now I'm going to miss my inheritance in heaven. Oh, sin is a cruel master. Would you like to be free tonight? But if the Son, verse 36, if the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Sinners, tonight is escape night. Those men had a time planned. Okay, this is the time. Let's go. And I want to tell you, tonight is your night of escape.
Amen. Yes.
The Son has come here tonight. The one that can set people free is here. And He's offering you your liberty. And all you have to do is say, yes, Lord.
Yes.
Count me in the crowd. I'll go. I want to be free. I am so tired of this living. I'm so tired of doing the things that I don't want to do, like Paul said, describing his condition when he was a sinner. The things that I would do, I just can't seem to do them. And the things that I wish that I wasn't doing, I'm ashamed of. I hate those things. They're a bondage to me. Those are the things I end up doing. Who shall deliver me from this? The Son.
Yes.
If the Son make you free, you'll be free indeed.
Thank the Lord. Amen.
Saints, tonight, maybe the world has been pulling on you. Maybe there's an area in your life that you have been struggling more than you're comfortable with. Tonight's a good night to reconsecrate.
Yes,
to say, Lord, I reconsecrate. I am willing to die to everything. I don't want any area of my life to offend me, Lord. Here's my hand. I cut it off for you. I give everything up that you may have laid your finger on, Lord, tonight. How badly do you want your liberty? Are you willing to pay everything for it? It's worth it. There's an inheritance coming.
Yes.
We have to be willing to say, Lord, I'll die.
Yes.
I want it so badly, I will die. And the Lord will give us liberty. May God bless you tonight. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.